This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. Sorry for the little glitch over there. We're resuming our Bi'ur Tefillah Shir. We took a break between Pesach and Shavuos for Perkei Avos, which we usually do every year. And this series is sponsored by my good friend Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Leo Nishmas's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. So we're going to continue our series with two shiurim today. We're going to start with the word Halleluka. Now, we spent a few sessions studying the Tefillah of Hoidu, which comes from Divrei Hayamim, and was actually a shira that was commissioned by David HaMelech to the singer Asaf, to compose a song for the Tamid Shel Shachar, which begins Hoidu Lashem Kiru Vishmai, and the end of the song is Al Tigu B'Meshichai Uvinviyai Al Tareyu. Then the Shira of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is Shiru Lashem Kal Haaretz, and it ends V'imru Hoishienu Lekei Yishenu V'Kavitzenu V'Atzim and Agoyim L'Hoidu Hashem Kodshecha. And that is the end of the shir, namely, it ends Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam. That is the end of the shir of the Bein Harbayim. Now we're going to study the completion of that sentence, namely, the completion of that sentence is Baruch Hashem Lekei Yisomen Olam V'Yad Olam. That's the end of the tefillah of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. And then the pasuk concludes, Vayoimru Chol Ha'am Amen V'Halal Hashem. The people said Amen and praise Hashem. That's not part of the Shira. That's a record of the response of the people when they heard that the nation was singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the response of the people, and it's sort of placed into this very pasuk. However, in the way this pasuk is recorded in Tehillim, there's a discrepancy with the way that it's recorded in Divrei Hayamim. Our Hoidu comes from Divrei Hayamim. And in Divrei Hayamim, we say, Vayoimru Chol Ha'am, the whole nation said, Amen. They said Amen, V'Hallel Lashem, and praise to Hashem. In Tehillim, it says, V'Amar Kol Ha'am, Amen, Halleluka. So that's very interesting. Because the Gemara in Pesachim says, Amar Rab Chizda, Amar Rab Yochanan, Halleluka, V'Keiska, V'Yedidya, Achasein. Rab Yochanan says, Halleluka, Keiska, and Yedidya, they're all one name. Rava Amar Keis Ka U Merchav Ka Achasin. Rav says, okay, Keis Ka is one word. Merchav Ka is one word. Rava Amar Merchav Ka Bilvad. Iboiluhu, what about Merchav Ka L'Rav Chizda? Mai, Teiku. We don't know what Rav Chizda would say. Iboiluhu, Yedidya, to Rav, what would he say? So the Gemara says, Tashma da Amar Rav, Yedid Yenechlek Lashnayim. Lefikach Yedid Choyel, Ka Koydash. What would Rav say though about Halleluka? Ha'iboilu Halleluka la Rav Mai. Tashma da Amar Rav, Chazina Tili, Debe Chaviva, Dechsibahu, Hallelu Bechad Gisa, Veka Bechad Gisa. So clearly Rav holds, Halleluka are two words. Rav Yochanan says it's one word. Now if it's one word, it's a Choyel, the word Hallelujah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is one word. And it's one entity. On the other hand, Rav holds, it's two entities. Hallelu is Chol, and Ka is Kodesh. And that argues on Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, what's Halleluka? Praise Hashem with many praises. Comes Rabbi Schwab, and he says something remarkable over here. He says, Ad kana sher sheyasa David. Until here is the song that David enacted. Umam shecha kasuv. The pasuk continues. Vayoyimru kol ha'am. that the whole nation said, Shekol Elu Sheshamu Hashir Baboiker, anyone who heard the song in the morning, Uvein Arbaim, Anu Amen. They said, Amen. When they heard these praises of God, they enthusiastically responded, Amen. Va'amru Halel Hashem. Now in Tehillim, it says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Yadavar Mekalam Halleluka. Says Rav Schwab, come and see Masechta Pesachim. Rav Yochanan says, Halleluka is one word. And if it's one word, it's Chol. Even though God's name is there, it doesn't have Kedusha. The name of God becomes a chelek of the word, like Yisrael, right? If your name is Yisrael, you're not called Yisrakel, right? If somebody's name is Eliyahu, he's not Keli Kaku, right? So, if somebody's name is Daniel, his name is not Danikel. It's one name, and it's not Kodesh, it's not the name of Hashem. Once the name of Hashem becomes part of the name, it becomes a Shem Chol, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rav holds, it's two words, there's Hallelu and Ka. And therefore, according to Rav, you cannot erase the name of Hashem. So, says Rav Schwab something amazing. It could be in Divrei Hayomim, it says Hallel Lashem. That's in deference to Rav, because it's two separate words. Hallel is Chol and Lashem is Kodesh, not Halleluka. And what we say in Tehillim, it says Hallelujah. In Milachas, that's like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's one word and it's a Shem Chol. So Rav Schwab says the discrepancy between Divrei Hayomim and Tehillim is sort of inclined toward these two different shittais. Okay, be it as it may, the Gemara in Pesachim continues, and this is something I actually spoke out Pesach time on Chol HaMoed, quoting from Rav Schwab's Haggadah. What does the word Hallel mean? Hallel. You know, we don't say Hallel today. We only say Hallel on certain days and certain times. What does Hallel mean? So the Gemara in Pesachim says, Pligi didei adidei. Rabbi Shua ben Levi argues on himself. The Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Ba'asara ma'morois shel shvach nemar sefer Tehillim. Tehillim was said with 10 expressions of shvach. Benitzuach, let's not say, benigun, beniginois, b'maskil, maskil, adavid, b'mizmar, Mizmar leHadavid, Bashir, Shir Mizmar, Ba'ashrei, Tihila, Tfila laAni, Tfila liAni, Chiyatov, Bahayda, Haydul Hashem, and Bahaleluka. Gadol mikulan Haleluka, Shekoilel, Shem, Veshevach, Bevas Achas. The greatest form of praise of Hashem is Hallelujah. Why? Because it combines and fuses a praise and God's name together. So the Gemara seems to say that there's a stira in Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Hallelujah refers to many praises. But elsewhere he says, Hallelujah is combining the name of Hashem with Shevach. And the reason I'm pronouncing the word is, according to the Gemara, that it's one word, it's a Chol, it's a Shem Chol, it's not a Shem Kodesh. Now, says Rabbi Shua, V'ayin Sham, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Va'asara ma'amaroi shel shevach nemar sefer Tehillim, Gadol mikulan Hallelujah, Shekoilo shem v'shevach b'vas achas. V'hakavona. You know what the kavona means? What does it mean to combine God's name and His praise in one name? And that is, v'hakavona ki. In other words, just praise God. Ashrei, shir, Nitzuach, Nigun, what's the concept of combining God's name in the praise? The answer is, Ke'ilu machzirim es ha'ar l'sharshai. You're returning the light to its source. V'nei yesh shemamid ha'adam re'i neged ha'shemesh. If you put a mirror opposite the sun, V'roya boy hakron ha'shemesh, shenikra reflection, and you look at the illumination of the sun, that's called the refraction, she'ena ela b'boya haniras ke'ena shemesh, which is only like a shadow and a semblance of the sun. Avle'ena shemesh mamish. So what we're saying is, kein kisha'anu oimrim shavach haroi la'kadosh baruch hu. When we're saying praise that's fit for God, Sha'anu kiviyacha machzirin loy ha'ar, that we're, so to speak, returning and reflecting the light to him. Hari nira bebaya shar'o Hashem. It becomes apparent in the shadow or the reflection, the light of God. V'imkein yesh behilol ha'shevach shalonu. So there is in the praise v'gam or Hashem v'zeh shevach v'shem v'vas achas. So what I think Reb Schwab is saying is the same way if you put a mirror in front of the sun, you're reflecting the light back to its source. It's not the original light, but it's an element of life, of light. When we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're returning the light to Him. What does that mean? We're saying that all of the gifts of life, whether it's life itself, whether it's our parnasa, whether it's our family, whether it's our jobs, whether it's our happiness, we're reflecting it back to its source and we're saying it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shevach is not just thank you Hashem, but it's also the attribution of its source that it all stems and it's all rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in that case, it's, so to speak, the praise contains in it the name of Hashem itself. That's the concept of Hallel, where Behiloi Neiroi Alei Roshi, where we're literally reflecting the light of Hashem back to Him. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that is the first offering today. And now we're going to move on to offering number two.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.